800.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Even in these uncertain times, the entire home loan expert team is working day and night to ensure that our clients are getting their loans processed and closed at record speeds. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Your high school student is much more than a test score at Greenville University. Greenville University, a Christ-centered institution, values character and service just like the employers who hire their graduates. Greenville University's Panther Preferred Scholarship awards up to $18,000 annually for students of character and service. No minimum test scores, no minimum GPA, Panther Preferred, the scholarship that recognizes students of character. Apply at greenville.edu.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years, and that has not changed. Now you can order from Biggie's with delivery and curbside pickup Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've added half-baked pizzas that you finish at home, and some of their most popular dishes like chicken parmesan, pastas, and salads are available. Biggie's will be offering free delivery within a 5-mile radius. Give them a call at 781-0060 to put in your order for pickup or delivery today. Thanks to everyone who continues to support local.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
You owe it to yourself to feel your absolute best when quarantine is over, and U.S. Men's Medical Center is here for you throughout these tough times. Not only does testosterone production decrease once you turn 30, things like stress and depression can affect it as well. They accept all insurance, including Medicare. Get your energy, motivation, and focus back on track and schedule your appointment today online at usmensmedicalcenter.com or give them a call at 636-244-5333 or visit their office at 303 Jungerman Road, Suite B in St. Peter's. There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
590 The Fan is a locally owned and operated business that wants to help your business during this pandemic. Do you need to find new ways to reach your customers? Would you like to promote your business now so you are top of mind right after the crisis has resolved? Well, you can with no strings attached. We are offering a no-charge advertising campaign, first come, first served, during the month of May. Please email to sales at 590thefan.com with your contact name, email, and phone number, and a sales manager will contact you within 24 hours.
Take it, Kate. Take it. All right. If that had been the Star Spangled Banner, I'd say play ball. No, I can't even say that. There is no ball. So let's just do this. It's playhouse time.
Play cornhole.
Play cornhole.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Car or your underwear, break opinions on
partners and Ma. Peers.
There's no
Bill.
Fun
left on.
Baby powder deodorant scent.
Telling you, nothing better.
You got the Theo. Is it not true?
No, no, it's
true.
Baby
powder is like the greatest smelling thing. You put it in your shoes?
Yeah, it's the best smelling in the world.
Sprinkle it in your shoes and your socks won't stink. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 11th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Yes, they're open. They never closed. Slight little change, and that's simply that you can't go into the lobby. Everything else, business as usual. We'll talk, and I'll read you a really nice email I got about First Community Credit Union. But first, let's do this. Hey!
Hey!
At the control board, a man who knows well the smell of baby powder because he has an, how old?
6 months.
Okay, a 6-month-old little boy. Oh, it's going to start getting fun now.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's got to be laughing. He starts making sounds.
Giggling and all that.
Yeah, you're 6 months away from walking like a little drunk man. It'll be fun. He is the father of that kid who, it's going to be interesting when Theo does learn to talk. Will he have half a British accent? Because one parent is British. It'll be interesting to see how he sounds. We're not going to know for a little while. I say that, of course, because for 19 years, this man lived in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. Father of Theo, son of Dave, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Well, in the studio in Kirkwood, Missouri, nowhere else because he did not decide to go northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Bill Clavlin, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Also in the house, Dan Strauss with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Before you speak, I'd like to invite everyone to just... go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, and see the one and only Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz reading to children. You just have to see it to understand it. Dan Strauss, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. They're offering drive-through service only right now, but you can still get home loans, car loans, or information on the CARES loans for your business. And if you need to get your safe deposit box, all you have to do is ask at the drive-thru. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
And I want to say congratulations and good luck to Joanna Serinke from Kirkwood, Missouri.
Well, that's right here.
Yes, Kirkwood, Missouri. She's singing on The Voice tonight. She's a contestant on The Voice and has made it this far. So,
how far is this far? Where are they? I don't watch The Voice.
You know what? They're pretty far in now. They're getting pretty
so
far
So this
in.
Is not first set of a round of elimination.
No. And they're singing from home now. And it's wild the way they do this. They do the Zoom thing, and they set it up with the band is in a different location.
Now, almost sounds impossible.
I know, it's crazy, but you should watch it tonight. But this girl is really, really good.
Now, what's her name again?
Joanna Serinke.
You think she'll mention on network television, yes, that's right, I'm from Kirkwood, home of 590 The Fan.
Oh, absolutely.
You think she will?
Guaranteed. Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
How could she not? Well, good point.
Right?
How could you not have that be the thing you're most proud of, being from Kirkwood?
That's right.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, everybody.
Our next participant, and this is just a partial resume of his jobs in the past. Yeah, he worked at Denny's, he worked at Wendy's, he worked at KFC, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He was a meat cutter. Mall arcade token distributor. Hadn't mentioned that for a while. Investigative reporter for a crime magazine. Haven't talked about that for a while. Knife salesman door-to-door for Cutco. Beer vendor at Busch Stadium. Roller rink DJ. But now, he's head of research
for the large morning show in the afternoon. He sets our digital clock. And then he resets it, and he checks it, and he rechecks it. Let me take a look. Ooh, we're running a little late. It's 5:20:07, 5:20:08, 5:20:10, 11, 12. That's in case you're setting a watch or a clock of any sort. Rest assured, the time we give you is correct, because this guy makes sure our clock is right. And I just double-checked it with the Naval Observatory, and that is the time. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. Just like Jim Rockford, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Hey, Dan, I was doing some PI work on Saturday, and I saw your ex-wife sitting at a bar with a car salesman.
What?
Yeah, you know what he said to her?
What?
He said, you know what? Business is really bad. If I don't start selling some cars, I'm going to lose my tail. You know what she said to him?
What?
If I don't start selling some more tail, I'm going to lose my car.
See, that song has opened up a whole new segment. Multiple segments within a segment.
Hello and thank you to the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer free legal advice, and he co-hosts The Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and you or they have been forced to miss work as a result, you may be eligible for some additional compensation. Please contact Scott Sherman at lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
And I know it's early, but for those of you who are smart enough to either yourself or have your kids start, even now in May, making notes of good jokes for Halloween, hey, you little kids, tell that tail joke at Halloween about that woman who, if she doesn't get sell some tails, she's going to lose her car. The older folks will love that joke coming from a five-year-old. Be sure to tell that joke. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. I don't know how many people in the room will know the name of this guy I'm about to mention. He was a big-time disc jockey in Los Angeles. Had a couple of network-type shows, his name, and he had a hit in, I believe, the 60s called Disco Duck. Rick Dees. Do you remember Rick Dees?
Yeah.
Dees.
Stop, man. You just blew the bit. You blew the bit.
I'm sorry, he got excited. You said something that sounded like cheese.
You blew Dees. What are we going to do with you?
Didn't Rick Dees also sell peanuts?
Dees.
That's right, Red Boy.
Peanuts.
Yeah, they were called Dees Nuts.
What I was going to say was Red Boy has now decided he'd like to take a run at having his own show.
Okay.
And that was a guy years ago he used to listen to, so Rat Boy was going to change his name to Rick, what was it?
Cheese.
Rick Cheese instead of Rick D. But now it's not funny, and it might not have been anyway.
I like Rick Cheese. Nuts.
Let's give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think I like the shorter version of that instead of the da 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 da. The shorter version.
Oh, really?
Well, this
really?
Show's not about
just
what you like.
Going, okay.
I don't know. Let's have Tim do the tail joke again,
sure.
And we'll tell it with the long one and the short one.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Hey, Dan, I was doing some PI work on Saturday, and I saw your ex-wife sitting next to a car salesman.
Really?
Know what he said to her?
No.
He said, business is really bad. If I don't start selling some cars, I'm going to lose my tail. She said, I hear you, brother. If I don't start selling some more tail, I'm going to lose my car.
I agree. All it needs is one. I changed my mind.
All right. Cool.
That's all it needs. Oh, man. I don't even know where we are. Oh, this is where I talk about,
No, we're getting ready for Bill.
First Community.
Yeah, First Community, and then
I was going to say,
might want to call a joke, and then Mike Davis might call.
Mike Davis.
Who the heck is Mike Davis?
I don't know. I don't listen to the show. I thought that was
obviously. His name is Mike Evans. I think we're still brought to you by First Community. I'll have to check, see if they still want to be a part of this. First Community Credit Union open. The only small difference is you can't go in the lobby. You can do whatever you need to do at the drive-through or online. And if it is something that requires sitting at a desk and signing a paper, yes, you make an appointment to do that. But again, I'm making this percentage up, but I'm probably close. About 98% of all the banking that's done, still be done the way you're doing it anyway. Drive-through instead of lobby, online as before, telephone as before. You get the idea. First Community Credit Union. Let me just quickly read this email. It says, Frank, enjoy the show every day. And he says, sent you a message a couple of years ago when I bought a 2018 Indian Chief Classic. For those who don't know, that's a motorcycle. He says, I did the financing through First Community Credit Union. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I bought a 2008 Harley Rocker. See attached photos, which I did, again with the help of First Community Credit Union. I've added several cars and motorcycles to my collection over many years, and First Community has always been there for us for these purchases. In some cases, they help me refinance existing loans, lowering the rate, adjusting the terms to significantly drop the monthly payments. In other cases, I've refinanced newer cars. I love this guy. Listen to this. All these cars, home, motorcycles. I even had classic car and motorcycle loans from First Community Credit Union. I really appreciate you making us aware of them. They have the best service and rates every time I shop for a loan. This latest loan was all done through email and secure links, and then a check was sent to me overnight by FedEx. Tip top service. Thank you again. No Russell. Thank you. Thank you for the email and the loyalty to the show and its advertisers. You can find out everything you need to know at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wisconsin.
In the studio today in Kirkwood, Missouri, Bill Clevelin is brought to you every day by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. My daughter and her new husband, still new, I think, October, just found a house. They're going to close in about 3 weeks, and windows need caulking. And they know also that before much longer, maybe a couple, 3 years, they're going to need windows probably, and they know exactly where to go, the same place you should. Window World, more at windowworldst.louis.com. Give it up for Bill Clevelin. How you doing, Bill?
I am well. You just, a few moments ago, made me have a flashback from high school. Mm. I was on the air with Rick Dees.
Stop it.
Really?
Yes. Can I? And I'm not kidding when I say that. I have also been on the air with him. I was on the air with him in L.A. on his show, Morning Drive in Los Angeles, California. Not regularly, but one morning.
Well, your experience was probably better than mine. So I also was on during Morning Drive. I listened occasionally to Rick Dees because I lived in Southern... No, Rick Dees.
No, Red Boy. We're on Rick Dees.
I went to high school in Southern California. So Rick Dees was a pretty... This would have been in the late 90s.
So he was still a big deal.
Yeah. So I called in. I cannot remember why I called in. Maybe it was a contest or something. But I got through... And Rick Dees told me what to say. So it was a punchline to some joke. So I just said it, and then they hung up on me. And then I was on the air. I didn't call in to just be the punchline. I called in, I think, for something else, and they said, here's what we want you to say. So I said it, and then they...
What kind of radio show?
Man, this is the truth.
See, this is the thing people don't understand. The fakery of some of these radio shows.
Yep.
Telling you what to say.
Telling me what to say.
Well, my story's better. Because I was in the... And I have to tell you that when I walked in, I was a little... I don't know how to describe it. I thought, because this guy is in L.A. He's a big deal. I'm a guy he brings in. We worked for the same parent company, Gannett. And so I was in town. So he was bringing one of our morning people from St. Louis, Missouri. Come on in here, Frank. And I just thought, well, but when I got in there, I realized the show just wasn't that great. Mm. It wasn't.
He just happened to be in L.A., and I'm in St. Louis. I thought our show was better. I did. So I was pleasantly surprised to find that when I walked out, I felt pretty good about our show.
And he did the top 40 thing like Casey Kasem did.
Yeah.
Sure.
In fact,
and Disco Duck.
He took that over, that whole top 40 thing, the same show. And and Disco Duck, which got him fired from his station in Memphis because they didn't like the idea that he went around behind and became a big star with a hit record, and the station didn't get any credit, and he lost his job over it. But I think his reaction was, so what? I got a hit record. What are we doing today?
Well, it was on this day in 1858, the great state of Minnesota officially became a state.
Minnesota.
Am I crooked letter I-N-N, crooked. Oh, wait, that's Mississippi.
Happy birthday, Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Anybody else do that dumb thing in school to spell Mississippi?
Oh, yeah.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-M.
No, M-I, crooked letter I, humpback I, crooked letter I. That's how we did it.
You screwed it up.
I did?
You did the crooked letter, then you did the humpback, and then back to the crooked letter. It's crooked letter, then the humpback.
You're right. No, you're right. I'm so sorry.
Hang in a second.
I feel so bad.
I can fix this. Here we go.
Radio edit.
M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I, humpback I.
Okay.
Nailed humpback of Notre Dame.
Makes more sense.
I'm waiting for Tim to go, nope, you screwed it up. Because I could have actually done it twice, screwed it up another way. So what about Minnesota?
Minnesota, known for a lot of things, over 10,000 lakes. That is actually not just a slogan. They have about 11,000 lakes.
So they have
lakes.
More lakes than Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and Wisconsin is always the one that gets, I thought, the credit for all the lakes. No.
Minnesota, the slogan is "Land of 10,000 Lakes," but it's sort of misleading because it's 11. There are actually more than 11,000. So to be considered a lake, quote unquote lake, in Minnesota, you have to have, I think it's 10 acres worth of.
Oh, that explains the butter, Land O' Lakes.
Oh yeah,
that's a Minnesota thing.
Yeah,
Minnesota.
Also the bread and butter state, the Gopher state, the North Star state. Coldest metro city in America, or major city, I guess I should say, is Minneapolis. So they have like a couple of dozen days that are below zero.
Good reason not to live there.
Yes, right. Yeah. Now, if you're a fisherman, or a fisherwoman, fisherperson, I don't know how you say that anymore, let's just do a real quick trivia segment here. So Minnesota.
Oh, look, here comes Scott. I'm kidding.
You made Limey and me both look. When I looked up to look, Limey was already looking.
I can't imagine getting through any even one trivia question without him popping up to win.
So the state of Minnesota, so the state, and I assume the counties, individual cities, they stock the waters, so all these lakes, they stock the waters with fish every year. Mm-hmm. So on average, now think this is the entire state, on average, how many fish do you think Minnesota stocks its waters with?
Well, we can start with that there are 11,000 lakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place to start. I don't know. Limey, you go first.
I'll say 13 million fish.
Okay. Six. I'll say 1 billion fish.
I'm going to say 20 million.
Okay. Dan?
I'll say 30 million.
Stay in Minnesota. Stocks its water.
Oh, no, I said 13. I'm an idiot. Oh. Sorry.
Stocks its water with 256,259,000 fish every year.
Wow. I need to go there and fish.
They eat a lot of fish up there.
Lots of fishing. Austin, Minnesota. Do you know what Austin, Minnesota is famous for? We've talked about it on this show.
Lowest temperature on record?
No, not this segment.
I don't listen to your
They
segment.
Are famous for something we've talked about. I've been to a museum.
Mustard Museum?
No, that's in Madison. Spam. That's where they make spam.
Oh.
Is in Austin,
that's
Minnesota.
Where they make spam.
Yes, I was just saying that. They make spam.
Where you go, Lyman?
Home of the Spam Museum. If you like turkey, Minnesota produces more turkeys every year than there are people in the state of California. 46 million turkeys cranked out of Minnesota every year.
Wow.
Diehard hockey fans can pay a visit to the United States Hockey Hall of Fame.
Hey, Dan would Hockey you like, Hall of Fame.
Like
oh,
that?
Yeah.
You'd love that.
That is in, that's in Minnesota. And Minnesota. If you are a biker, not a biker, but a, what are you?
Cyclist?
A cyclist, yeah. More trails than any other state in Minnesota. You can check that out. I mentioned the lakes, rivers, and streams up to 69,000 miles worth. Mall of America. We actually talked about this on the trivia segment Thursday. We talked about how many buses you could fit inside of this. So has everyone, well, has anybody been to Mall? I've been there twice. Mall of America?
I was there for an hour, which you can't do.
Right.
I had a time to kill before I had to catch a flight back to St. Louis. I had an hour.
If you don't like to shop an hour, that's
plenty. Well, first of all, an hour, you can't see even a tiny piece of it, so I really haven't been there.
Okay.
I've been to a mall in America,
You know this is like the biggest mall in the world.
It is. Yeah, right. It is incredible. It's incredible to see, even if you don't want to shop. 9.5 million square feet. That is the size of 78 football fields. It is unbelievable. Mall of America. That's actually in Bloomington.
It's like an amusement park in the mall.
Yeah, there is. Roller coaster. Didn't you say last week that like 30,000 school buses can fit inside?
38,000 school buses.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. And then famous natives from Minnesota. You have Charles Schultz, Winona Ryder, Jessica Biel. Yeah. Prince is from there. You actually tour his house in a home studio just outside of Minneapolis. Judy Garland was from there. And maybe one of the greatest voices in all of American history, Minnesota is home to Bob Dylan.
So, oh, my God.
When you said, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, Celine Dion.
Oh, sounds cool or something. Yeah.
No. Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
What did you say? Is there a museum of him or something?
He's from there.
He's from there.
Yep, he's a native.
You know, the only reason I know this, I interviewed Bob Dylan a couple of years ago, and I said, Bob, I understand you're from Minnesota. Must have gotten old being so cold every winter as a child, because it's cold. Here's what Bob Dylan had to say.
Once upon a time, I lived in Arizona.
No, you lived in Minnesota.
Lived in Minnesota.
You must be stoned, Bob. It was Minnesota.
Everybody, let's get stoned.
Yeah, there you go, Bob Dylan. I told you.
There you go, Bob.
I told you I knew him.
So a happy birthday to the great state of Minnesota. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road on 590 The Fan.
Sometimes I think people they think I'm kidding when I say I know Sly Stallone, I know I'm not kidding, they're my friends. Yeah. Personal friends, their cell phone numbers.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country for a lot of good reasons, windowworldstlouis.com. I did this a couple of years ago, and I'm going to do it again. And the first time I did it was because when the movie came out, the Clint Eastwood movie, not Gran Torino, after that. What am I thinking?
The Mule?
Where's the Mule? Thank you.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Toby Keith song at the end of it was written just for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Let the Old Man In. And the line in the song is, how old would you be if you didn't know the day you were born? Around this room, and be perfectly honest, Limey, if a woman met you,
yeah,
and she did not know your birthday, how old do you think she or anybody else would think you are just by the way you look?
I'd say 30, 32, around there.
So yeah, younger than you really are.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan?
Probably 55.
And you are?
60.
So you feel that you look younger.
Yeah.
Bill?
86.
No, we're not talking about attitude or the way you move. We're talking about the way you look.
I'd say 30s.
And you are?
40.
Isn't this interesting, Tim?
I would say probably mid-50s.
Which is, you are?
I'm 50.
Okay, so you think you look older.
Yeah, because I'm heavy.
I don't think heaviness makes you look. In fact, I think it usually makes you look a little younger. Believe it or not. Because it rounds your face, wrinkles. You know, you're not as wrinkledy and
gray hair, bald, heavy. I mean, that's.
Well, I was bald when I was 23.
Well, yeah. How old do you think people think you are?
I think probably my age. I'm 70,
right?
And I think I look every bit of it.
But if you're bald, though, I think bald guys actually look younger than what they really are, because there's no gray or anything like that, no gray hair.
It's interesting that how many in the room think you look, you're delusional and think you look younger than you really are.
I got carded at Walgreens for senior day.
All right, I have a quick question for everybody. This would be someone living that you could, we kind of talked about this once before, that you could sit with now for 1 hour or two and just ask questions, who would it be? I just figured out who mine would be.
Okay.
That's the reason I asked this. Is right. Over the weekend, it just hit me because I read an article and they mentioned him in it. As soon as I thought, that's the guy that I want to sit with and,
right.
and just talk, assuming they would be open and answer all your questions. Who would yours be?
I would say Prince Philip, the Queen's husband.
Well, wow.
I'd like to sit down and talk with him for an hour.
Okay. I don't believe too many people I know would give that answer, but you
right.
did 19 years there.
Right.
I get it. Dan?
Mine would, I'd like to sit down with Steve Martin.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
He was mentioned in this article I read.
Really?
Oddly enough, which brought me to this guy that I want to sit with. Bill?
I would probably have to say Johnny Carson.
No, living.
Oh.
You should listen to the
living.
Show.
I thought you said it didn't matter.
No, no,
we
said living. Living.
Hey, attention,
you could actually
Bill.
Tomorrow
I don't
sit
about
with.
Living.
Tomorrow. Who would it be?
Dan Strauss. I have no idea.
You don't have anybody.
No, I
can't. You can talk for him for 2 hours right now.
This is kind of maybe surprising you, Eddie Van Halen.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because
he was a rock star and he married a hot girl and he could tell me stories about what happened on the road and how he learned to play. I mean, just there's so many different things I'd like to ask him.
I've decided the guy with, without a doubt, the greatest stories,
more
than he could ever tell, Lorne Michaels.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Think about it.
That'd be a good one, too.
From the beginning of Saturday Night Live to now and all of the superstars that he made famous. By bringing them on that show. This guy has to have incredible stories, so that's who I've decided I'd like to talk with. We mentioned earlier, I'm sure most of you know it by now, Little Richard, dead at 87, the guy who, in his own words, was once gay. Don't ask me what that means. I guess toward the end he decided he wasn't gay anymore. There was a drink that I kind of like, it's called Bang, B-A-N-G. Have you seen this? It's in
You drink that? That's a heart attack in a can.
No, it's not.
What are you
doing?
I drink
a Bang a week. I'm not going to have a heart attack from it.
That stuff is battery acid. It's terrible for
Bang?
You. It's like, I'm pretty sure it's the stuff I'm thinking of. It's real popular with
high school kids
now and stuff.
There's a Bing and there's a Bang. There's Bing is a drink.
Right.
And Bang is a drink.
B-A-N-G, but it's got like some weird symbol on that.
When you open up the Bing, it doesn't go... It goes.
No, don't. That did not deserve anything but silence. That's all it deserved was silence. My point is, my wife and I were in a gas station convenience store, and so we'd go over. We both like this Bang. I drink two a week.
Yeah,
maybe.
No, I'm not saying like in reality it's not going to kill you, but
no,
terrible stuff.
But it's no calories, and it tastes okay. It's good. Peach, mango, whatever. Here's what's interesting. In the cooler, they had the price under the Bang, and I am not making this up. It said Bang, $2.09 or two for $4.50.
What?
That's some great math.
I went over to the guy at the counter who had his plexiglass thing up, so I couldn't sneeze on it. And I said, your sign over there says Bang 209 or 2 for 450. He goes, And I said, that's the deal? He goes, yeah. And I said, does anything about that seem... And he didn't get it. He didn't get it.
Oh.
I also... I'll make this quick. What is a chinchilla and where are they? I've never I know they make coats and stuff, but who grows them?
It's I don't know who grows them. I think like they have like breeders and all that, but it's like it almost looks like a really, really tiny kangaroo mixed with
they're
a mouse.
They're kind of cute.
Yeah, they are cute.
But do we have them here?
I don't think naturally. I mean, we have breeders here because you can buy them as pets.
Have you ever even heard of any chinchilla breeders or a story on a breeder? I never hear.
I've never heard about a chinchilla breeder. I went to high school with a girl that had a chinchilla, and the only way I know the animal is because I remember her telling me about it, and I was like,
so
what the heck is that?
That's probably still the reason we don't hear about it. It's, no more. That's like mean.
Right,
and you're not supposed to do
I'm
that
I'm guessing it's
anymore.
From South America or
so
something like that.
Without them being bred for coats and collars, I guess there are no chinchillas being bred.
According to their Wikipedia page, chinchillas are in the wild only in the country of Chile.
Yeah. There you go. That's why we don't see them in our backyards, I guess. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm going to be lazy today, and I'm going to tell a joke. It probably hasn't been a year since I told it, but on the way in, this joke popped into my head, and I just thought, you know what? I want to tell it. I like the joke. It's juvenile. It's semi-sick, and I think you'll love it because of that. The classroom. Back when, remember when they had kids in school, you know, actually in the classroom? And on this particular day, the teachers decided they want to find out what all the kids' dads do for a living, because once a month they would bring a dad in to speak to the class, what it's like to be a carpenter or whatever. So on this particular day in class, she calls out different kids. She goes, Becky, what does your dad do? She says, my dad's a firefighter. Teacher says, oh, what a noble, heroic job. Maybe one day your dad would come in and talk to us about being a firefighter. Becky says, oh, I'm sure he'd be happy to. And she says, Jimmy, what about you? What about your dad? He said, my dad's a stonemason. This is fifth grade. So the teacher explains to the class, because they probably don't know what stonemason is. Now, kids, that's somebody who takes rock, stone, and uses mortar, and then next thing you know, it's a beautiful building. Maybe your dad would come in and talk about being a stonemason. Jimmy says, oh, I'll ask him. I'm sure he'll do that. About you, Harriet, your dad has an interesting job, I believe. What is your dad? He says, my dad's a pilot. She says, oh, wow, that has to be exciting, up in the sky. I think we're all curious about what it's like to be a pilot. Maybe he'd come in one day and talk to the class. She said, I'll ask him. I'm sure he would. She goes, Ernie, what about you? About your dad? He goes, my dad's dead. She says, oh, my goodness, Ernie, I am so sorry. I didn't know your dad. How long? He died last week. She said, Ernie, I'm so sorry. Well, what was it that he did before he died? He says he turned blue and pooped on the carpet.
Get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Some good news for 44 westbound drivers. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. It's easier to change the world than you think. Sponsor a child in extreme poverty with Compassion International, and you will change the world for that child. Just text the word child to 83393. Just the right lane closed at the accident now westbound 44 at Hampton. That accident's still blocking the right lane westbound 270 at 367, but that traffic is moving much better. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety. So Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling. And while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-961-4800.
As the COVID-19 crisis grows, so do the effects on the St. Louis community. To help those most affected, 590 The Fan is joining with UCraft, Bertarelli Paper, Birdies for Bipolar, and the Robertson Petra Real Estate Team to provide high-risk individuals with a family essentials kit. These kits will include hand sanitizer, PPE, toilet paper, and grocery essentials like milk, bread, eggs, and lunch meat. In addition to these deliveries, UCraft will also be delivering meals to hospitals and frontline workers. For information on how to donate, visit UCraftEats.com or email info@UCraftEats.com.
Why Remind me, do you know who this is singing this song? We talked about it.
I do not know.
Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs.
Oh, wow.
Bottle of Wine. And, of course, it means we're headed down to Dallas, Texas. He should be very, very happy that we're giving him an extra minute or so today. He's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, which is still closed. Hopefully very soon we'll have better news about that. Here's the good news, though. Smokehouse Market next door, open. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day but Monday. And you can always get gift cards to both, either online at AnnieGuns.com or pop in the Smokehouse Market, and while you're there, grab yourself a couple of gift cards. Anybody will appreciate that. Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. And how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Had a great weekend. Hope everybody else had a great weekend. Take care of their business. Before we get into the pop quiz question, let's go over a couple of deaths that took place. I'll do the pop quiz question first. You can think about it. This week's pop quiz celebrity list this week, all lists about celebrities today. These four celebrities drive the cheapest cars. But who drives the cheapest car? Warren Buffett, Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence. Now let's talk about Jerry Stiller. I really like Jerry Stiller.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
In fact, he was my favorite person on Seinfeld.
I think he was funnier, no offense to the late Ann Mira, but I didn't really ever get the Stiller and Mira stuff. It was too East Coast-ish for me. But without her, I liked him a lot as just a solo actor.
I agree.
I almost wore my Festivus shirt today in honor of him.
Oh, you should have.
I know.
You think he was the funniest person on Seinfeld?
No, absolutely. Who said that?
Him and Kramer. Yeah. He wasn't on that many episodes, maybe a quarter of them.
I missed that. Dan, did you say he's the funniest person on Seinfeld?
Mike Evans. No, Mike Evans did.
Really?
I thought he was the funniest person on Seinfeld when he was on the show.
That's a big compliment to him. Too bad he's dead.
Seinfeld was not funny at all.
Well, he was the weakest of the group. In terms of,
and she wasn't funny. I mean, she was caught.
Well, George was the funniest one on the show.
Well, George and Kramer.
Corny.
To me,
Cosmo was the funniest.
Yeah.
Well, Kramer was just silly. George was funny.
Yeah. I think the two lead characters were George and Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
Elaine was cute. He was funny, but yeah.
But when Jerry was on, he was funny.
Jerry Seinfeld is an ingenious comedian. His stand-up is so brilliant.
Oh, have you seen the Netflix hour-long
thing? And I'll tell you, I haven't seen it yet, but every review I've read said Jerry should not have done this and should have hung it up, that it's just weak.
I thought it was funny. It's not the old Jerry.
I have to watch it.
I thought it was really funny.
I'll have to watch it.
And, of course, the passing of Little Richard. What's interesting about Little Richard's passing is that Paul McCartney in New York over the weekend, Elton John in Atlanta over the weekend, Mick Jagger in London over the weekend, all said that Little Richard was the single biggest influence of their professional life. And Blimey, maybe you can confirm this, but it's a fact. Little Richard was 100 times more popular in England than he was here.
Yeah, that and song, Pretty Free, was really popular. It was huge over there, but I didn't know he was such a big influence on Paul McCartney's life.
Oh, wow. Paul McCartney says as a little kid he used to listen to him, and that's what got him into music.
Wow.
You know, here's the thing, though. Don't they kind of say that every time anybody dies?
True.
I mean, really, of all the musicians, Little Richard was the one that was the biggest influence.
I believe it 100%. Little Richard was before any of the others. He was different than he was more different than Elvis.
Before Elvis?
And I wasn't a big Little Richard fan.
Well, hold on.
Did
Little Richard hit the scene before Elvis?
Yes.
Did he?
He did.
Early 50s.
Wow.
Elvis came out what, 56?
Mid 50s, right? Well, I find it hard to believe when somebody like Paul McCartney goes, well, Little Richard, the biggest influence. I mean, it's a nice thing to say, but that's hard to believe. But, hey, only he would know.
He even talked about how he mimicked him on stage sometimes.
He released his first material in 1947 when he was 15.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
La Bob Nugget, you may have heard that Kim Kardashian and Kanye have having problems. They're talking about divorce.
What?
None of that's true. They're doing just fine.
Thank goodness. You scared me there for a minute.
I know.
To Richard, little Richard. Something just came into my head, and here's where a little of that influence may be evident. When the Beatles used "Love You," woo, little Richard, tutti frutti, there's the woo.
True.
I just thought you can hear that, and they probably picked that up from little Richard. So
there you go.
Okay.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana, come on, Ariola.
No, Ariana.
Oh,
Ariana.
Sorry.
Her rich real estate boyfriend, Dalton Gomez, and Ariana Grande are living together in her 6,000-square-foot Beverly Hills home. Mm. They tried to go to the beach over the weekend, but the paparazzi cramped their style. Coronavirus stuff, the athlete who has given the most money to hospitals and workers and has really stepped up, Dwayne Wade. I had no idea.
Who?
Basketball player.
What a jerk. My old boss actually interviewed me. Rupert Murdoch has made a big deal that since he had to furlough some of his employees that he's decided not to take his quarterly bonus.
Well,
that's very nice. That's really big of him.
What a
Rupert
mensch.
Talk about sacrifice.
What a mensch.
Yeah.
$16.1 billion.
Wow.
Well, he should have taken his quarterly bonus and paid those other employees what he should have done. I love the Blacklist, and I know Frank used to like it, but doesn't like it now or something.
I got tired of it.
I love it. Their final episode this season is Friday night, and they couldn't shoot the show, and the whole thing is going to be on, but it's going to be animation.
What?
And the cartoon characters will look like the real characters.
Huh.
That's what the showrunner says. I don't know how that's going to work.
That doesn't even sound.
On Friday night.
That just I would watch that one just to see how that pulled off.
We're getting close.
You know what? I blew it. We have 30 seconds. My fault.
Oh God.
Pop quiz.
Go.
Drives the cheapest car. Warren Buffett, Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence.
I'll say Jennifer Lawrence.
Warren Buffett.
Jennifer Lawrence drives a Volkswagen ESO, $39,000. Warren Buffett, an old Cadillac XTS, $35,000. Tom Hanks drives a Scion, $27,000. Leonardo DiCaprio drives a used Taurus, Toyota Prius,
$26,000. 1 second. There you go. Look at that. Thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Oh!
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis.
Bye-bye.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24-7.
590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports Trending. Now.
Major League Baseball owners approved a plan for the 2020 season. It will present the proposal to the Players Union tomorrow, but the union chief says any system for this year that restricts pay based on revenues is a salary cap and would be rejected, according to The Athletic. The owners reportedly want player compensation to come from 50% of this year's revenues instead of the current structure. The owners claim they're not trying to regulate payrolls or set a precedent that there would be no minimum or maximum team salary. Of course, fans may not be allowed at games this season. That's causing the owners to want to compensate for lost income at stadiums in 2020. The Dolphins signed first-round quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He gets, as a first-rounder, a guaranteed four-year deal. It's worth just over $30 million, plus an option year. The NBA and the Players Union agree to push back the league's deadline to terminate the current labor deal to September, according to ESPN.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married, one guy is divorced.